All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
4, 3, 2, it's the blueprint! Melanie Morgan!
What's up, everybody? We are back with Gigantic Pop. It is 2025 Royal Rumble. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by the Blueprint Matt Morgan. And Raj Giri is going to be coming along in a little bit. But, Matt, we have Jey Uso winning the men's Rumble, Charlotte Flair winning the women's Rumble. How are you feeling about this tonight as we are officially on the road to WrestleMania?
There are some cool parts to the Rumbles in both of them, right? Jordan Grace was great in the women's. Her pop she got was awesome. In the men's Rumble, when it came down to, you know, Punk, Cena, and Roman, that was a cool vision. Fatu was a beast. But overall, I'm just going to be honest. I wasn't crazy about this Rumble. I just wasn't.
I feel like last year's WrestleMania season, the storyline, yeah, all the ups and downs, everything going on with The Rock, everything going on with can CM Punk compete or not, what's right, real, what's a work, all of that. Last year's, I feel like WWE is still riding on the momentum from last year's WrestleMania. And I don't know how they're going to top that this year. I don't even know how they're going to equal that this year.
Yeah, I agree. There's got to be some, I know there's the rumors are Rock's not going to be a Mania or something like that. I hope that's not true. I do, even though they have so many stars, that like intertwining of him into that like bloodline storyline is like probably my favorite storyline.
Yeah.
Is the bloodline story in general is my favorite storyline, but having The Rock be a part of it was always made it, I thought, cooler, or better, added more realness to it. So, I mean, I don't know, because as I say that, the other thing I noticed is how many damn stars WWE has made. They've made a lot of guys and girls that are now super over.
Absolutely.
And we heard that tonight by the crowd's pops and reactions. Joe Hendry's pop, that was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a good pay-per-view or whatever it's called now, PLE, but I thought it was going to be better.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? Fans, every year you work yourself into this. Sean Garner with a $5 super chat asking, will AJ Lee ever return to WWE? And does Jay win at Mania? Every year now, people are like, AJ Lee's coming back this year. This is the time. Watch this space for the Rumble. I mean,
yeah.
People today were so sold it was happening.
Yeah, I was a little bit too. But again, it would have been cool to see her, but it wouldn't have changed my opinion on the whole show. Not being up to what WWE's been producing lately. Like, they've been producing really good PLEs. Bron Breakker looked amazing tonight. He's ready. He's ready to be a headline act, a main eventer. Did you watch his sell on Sheamus's bicycle kick? It was so good. Because he's always on offense. Everybody judges Bron on his offense.
Yeah.
And his charisma. But, like, he can even sell for a big muscle guy, which is usually rare. He's the whole package for me. But again, the whole PLE as a whole, I just wasn't nuts about. I didn't think it was bad. It wasn't bad.
No, not at all.
But they've been putting up PLEs that were not just over the midway mark. They didn't put out like A+. And yeah, I just didn't think this was an A+. That's all.
Yeah. And to Sean's question, does main event Jey Uso win in the main event of WrestleMania?
I know it's a horrible story, like not to have him win, but he ain't beating Cody. So it might be against, what's his name, Gunther, potentially? Yeah. I could see that because they planted the seeds already. If you remember with Gunther talking down to Jay a lot, calling him like a street rat, and he sucks, he's not good enough, it's not championship material. People confuse him with his brother still, that kind of thing. So they did plant that seed. So I could see it being Gunther. And if it's Gunther, yes, I could see him beating him.
Yeah, it's really weird right now. I had this thought during the Women's Rumble this year. It felt like even with Alexa Bliss returning and even with like Nia Jax coming out and Nikki Bella coming back, I was like, there's been a real change in the roster, especially on the women's side, where it's all new generation, it feels like, or it's majority new generation of women that they've got there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
On the men's side, the newer guys had some moments, but the way they ended it still, when they got down to like the last 10, it's like, it's still very much the old guard, the established superstars of the last 10 years that are holding it down.
I agree, but because Punk was in it and everyone wants to see him main event in WrestleMania. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They want to see him win Mania, right? So like the people were pumped when they saw those three in the ring together, MC and Roman. The one thing they made some mistakes with is when they were doing the face-to-face, showdown kind of gimmick, where, you know, one guy turns around after he beats somebody's butt, throws him over the top rope, slowly turns around. It's like, oh, there's Jacob Fatu, and they go face-to-face. That happened a lot. But they did it way too late, where they stole the pop away from the holy shit moments between some of them, especially Braun and Fatu, I would argue. What a great like showdown that would have been of the stare down. But they jumped the gun because they ended up playing the countdown, which everyone then stands up for to see who the next entrant is. If you go back and watch it again, guys, you'll see what I'm talking about. They miscued it like five times on those slow, we call them gunslinger moments where, you know, you walk your 10 paces, turn around and shoot kind of thing. Right. But that's what those face-offs are supposed to be, slow and dramatic, but they should have gotten to them quicker with a couple of them because those are WrestleMania moments waiting to happen.
And there were more than a few entrances tonight on the men's and women's side where by the time the crowd died down and everyone was at the ring looking at each other, then boom, we had another entrance right away.
Yeah, and it takes the attention. Every time there's a countdown, these fans go bananas for it. They love that countdown more than any wrestler even.
Because you know what it is, Matt? Occurred to me. Well, because the Royal Rumble is like the peak for wrestling fandom, which is excitement for what comes next. And they get to have that 30 times during the match, where during those 10 seconds, they're like, who could it be? Is it going to be the resurrected ghost of Roddy Piper? Like, we don't know who's coming out next. They're going to surprise us. There's always that chance that they're going to be blown away by a major surprise. So they're always losing their shit in that moment.
Do you want to go through the card? Do you have the card in front of you or no?
I do have the card in front of me. Let's talk about the Women's Rumble first. Alexa Bliss tonight. I think that was the pop of the night.
No.
Reception. You don't think so?
It was close.
The reception she got?
It was definitely top five. I don't think it was bigger than Joe Hendry's. No frigging way. No way. Joe Hendry had them all doing his, they all sung it. The entire 70,000 arena sung his song.
Okay.
And I didn't like her wearing that shtick. Unless it was a one-off as a shout out to Bray, then I get that. That's cool.
Yeah.
But if she's going to continue with the Lily crap, I'm not here for it.
I don't know. Now, apparently, according to the internet, because we were all told in the recent days and weeks that they failed to come to terms on a new contract. So the internet's saying that, like, oh, this just came together today. Who knows what creative has planned for her, you know?
But that could be explained then why she that's her latest gear she had, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why she had it on. I thought it was maybe just a shout to Bray. That's her first time back, which is cool if that's what it was. But I hope she does not do the Lily gimmick. I couldn't stand it. She's a great talent. She doesn't need that crap. She doesn't need spooky powers. She doesn't need that. She's not a person that can't cut promos. She's charismatic as hell. She's a former gymnast who's athletic as crap. And she can go in the ring. Like, she's really, really good in that ring. And great on getting heat. She's a great heat seeker. But she can be a great baby face too. She's a great straight on the mic in general. So you don't put somebody like that that's really good on the mic in characters where you're not talking and you're doing like dead zombie crap.
As Alicia A is pointing out, on the back of her jacket, it said Fiend Forever. They should have focused on that a little longer. Yeah.
They should have zoomed in more on that. I agree with you on that. I had to rewind it like a dork nerd that I am for wrestling. And then I caught it. But
yeah. I thought the Women's Rumble was really good. A lot of good spots. Yeah, Jordynne Grace. So do you think she's going straight to the main roster?
Oh, bypassing NXT? I'm sorry. Jordynne's pop was bigger than hers too.
Okay. We're gonna have to go back and look at the decibel meter.
Yes. Wait, well, let me ask you a question. I got confused.
Yeah.
Michael Cole bent over backwards to put her over as now she's, He said under the WWE umbrella. So he didn't, yeah. I misheard that. I thought like maybe he said like she's under contract with us, which I was really hoping for. But her TNA deal was up in January. Did she resign?
Well, no, she did sign with WWE. That was confirmed this past week. Yeah. Unknown though, is she going right to the main roster or going to NXT? That's not confirmed yet.
I mean, judging by her reaction, get her on the main roster. I think this was a mistake they made with Stephanie Vicario.
Vicar.
Whatever it is, when she first debuted, she got a really big reaction, and I think you only have. Like lightning only strikes like once, usually with pro wrestling, with reactions from the crowd. And I think when you send them to NXT, then after they've already been debuted for the WWE main roster, it gets considered as a demotion. Like, oh, they're not good enough to be on Raw or SmackDown. I think it sends that subliminal. I do.
Yeah. Although NXT now is doing like 800,000, like doing really good great numbers.
Show. It really is a good show. I can't say it's not.
Yeah, and it's on broadcast TV, which still has some power as far as new eyeballs. So it's an interesting challenge with new talent. But so, I'm sorry.
Did you have heat with Charlotte Flair being the winner?
A little bit. I mean,
very predictable. This was that was a very Vince booking. But
yeah,
at the same time, she's been gone forever and a day.
I know.
So you can steal pay per views with Charlotte Flair as the main event for the women's side. You can't, especially because she hasn't been around so much. But crowd wasn't, they were into her, but they weren't that into her.
Because the bench and the roster for women in the WWE right now is so deep.
Insane.
Yeah. And I'm going to say this, okay? This might be controversial. I think I've said this years ago on Wrestling Inc. when we were doing this. But I think back when the roster was more limited, Charlotte kept the spotlight from expanding, because as long as she was there, the women's storyline for whatever brand she was on was like whoever was in a feud with Charlotte, but they would lose to Charlotte. Yeah. So they would not expand and build future stars. I think, and it's not her fault, it's booking's fault. And sure, let's blame it on Vince.
It's Vince's fault. Vince's fault. And he booked her. Listen, he booked her just like he tried to do with Roman. He shoved her down everybody's throat where it got like, okay, we there's other girls we want to see.
Yeah. And now we're seeing them, you know?
I do still think she goes down in history as one of the greatest females of all time, though.
Absolutely. But now I think there's so much talent there. And tonight we saw that, and the crowd was really into that. The crowd was very familiar with even the NXT talents that were there.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, like this was really good. But Charlotte, to your point, Charlotte being gone for a while, her coming back and winning, it's like, okay, I can hang with that. I get it.
The only reason I'm okay, I'm decently halfway okay. I still didn't want her to win, but like in my head, I'm like, okay, I could check that off as to why I could see them doing it because she's been gone so long, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, and I know. I wonder who she's going to challenge. I wonder who we're going to get her against it.
With women's division is tougher to tell because they're not scared to take titles off their women quicker than they do the men, if you notice.
Yeah. Yeah, so anything can change with those championships between now and then, which is absolutely true. But it'll be interesting. But no, I thought they tried to, keep building some storylines during this match, which was good. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot going on. I thought it was very entertaining. All in all, I will say this, though. I'm kind of – we got to change this up another year. I feel like this is the fifth year in a row the women have gone first. They've opened and the men have closed. It's been a while. The year Ronda showed up, the women closed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I'm not trying to be the fans love JU. So I'm friends with the family. So I'm happy for him for being an OG, I guess. Right. But But at the same time, like as a wrestling fan, I'm not one of them that are doing day one. What? It's just me. I'm not doing that. I know everyone across the world is doing it and loves it. I'm not doing that because once he's in the ring and I love him to death, I do. I met him when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
Both him and Jimmy, there's something missing there. It's not charisma. They got charisma for days. It's the in-between stuff during their moves that to me is still not connecting. I'm just being honest. There's something there that's not connecting to be that heavyweight champion person. Gunther eventually got it. They're booking him terribly. Here's another pay-per-view without him on it. What the hell is that about?
I don't know. I think we'll talk about this. We'll mention it now. So when they did that thing with Jay at the end, when they were showing in the extension, when they came back from going off the air, when they came back on the air, when they had the laser lights going, the problem is when you have 70,000 people and you only have 60,000 people doing the yeeting, it doesn't quite look as massive as you want it to. They should have controlled the lighting a little bit more to give it a little bigger feel at the end.
Or the crane camera. The crane camera is the one that does this. It's on like a crane. That's what they call it, crane camera. Those are the cameras being used. And I'll also argue they're also using, what do you call those things?
Drones.
Thank you. Drones. You could still control the shots with those even better. And they did a great shot on what it looked like the whole arena yeeting after that win.
Yeah.
But then they super widened out. Mm-hmm. And they showed all those people standing in like on the floor area, but like in the back where the entrance way is, just standing there.
The presentation matters because I think that they want, I mean, Jay needs that moment of mania. That's what's going to make this so incredible. Fun times of the game, super chat saying Triple H struggles with booking champions. I mean,
so far, I mean, he's not too far off because even Cody's booking, I've not been crazy about.
Oh, dude, like, tonight, okay, let's jump into this a second with the tag match was what it was, but let's talk about this with Cody versus Kevin in the ladder match. Great match, but it's like, does anyone think Cody is losing? Like, what is the
I agree.
Where is the suspense in this at all? You know,
I agree with that. I said the same thing. Didn't Jey Uso wrestle Walter Gunther at a earlier pay-per-view when they were overseas or something like that?
I thought it was Saturday night's main event that it happened.
He lost. Maybe it was that. But he lost. And even that going into as over as Jay is, like he's not beating Gunther. It's very predictable. I agree with you. I have to say this, though, on a different subject of that match. Kevin Owens puts everything he has into every match he's ever in. Like, seriously, he puts his heart and soul into every match he's ever in, no matter who it's against.
Yeah,
like I don't want to wish this on him, obviously. So I don't want to say any curse him, but how he's able to stay injury free is beyond. I have no idea how he does this.
Yeah,
because those bumps tonight were absolutely insane. When he did that top rope spot where he put Cody in kind of like that package, I guess suplex, but he does Kevin spins it in a different way, and it looks dope. But he hit the back of his head on the ladder coming down. And kept going.
Well, those ladder bumps were brutal. Yeah,
then they took the Alabama Slam from Cody, threw it, and landed the way he did backwards on the back of his neck, and then was smart enough because he was okay. He wasn't hurt, obviously, too hurt. Where he sat there upside down forever. It reminded me when Mick Foley got bumped off the apron and went through head first, remember, through that table by the scorers, by the ring bell table.
Yeah. No, it's, I think with Cody, I mean, Mania adds stakes. And that's why I'm surprised that Cena didn't win. I'll be curious if Cena does win Elimination Chamber.
I was going to challenge Cody. Okay, so when it's both of them at the end, I did not like that at all. I was hoping it would be your CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and then Punk wins. That's what I really want.
Sure. No, that'd be hot. And Stephen Marcucci saying that Alabama Slam on the ladders, sick. Great spots during that, and I love how KO's hamming it up. He's clearly having a great time.
He with is
what he's doing.
His t-shirt tonight.
Yeah. But this is this is why Cena, Matt. Let me tell you why Cena in the main event of Mania against Cody Rhodes is a good thing. Okay, because
it's an ugly, boring match.
Okay, it is. But you think, are they going to give Cena this victory
for like, number 17?
Yeah. And so Cody's in jeopardy. Who else could they put Cody against where you think plausibly there's a booking reason why Cody Rhodes could lose?
CM Punk.
You think CM Punk needs a championship though?
He needs his WrestleMania main event, but I could see them putting it on him because
okay.
Like maybe I misheard this tonight. Fans that are watching right now, tell us in the chat, please. Did you think Cody sounded super over tonight with the crowd? Like, was he like over the top Cody Rhodes over like he normally is? I didn't like a scale of 10. I felt it was like an 8. Cody's usually a 10 out of a 10 with everybody going bananas for him when he first comes out. Like they weren't going bonkers for him like they normally do. They weren't booing him. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But they weren't, you know, ape shit crazy about him, like they normally. Well,
it's like once you become a made guy, it's kind of hard. You get the kids and you get, you know, that family, you get the casual, you get that. But the hardcore fans, which are still
Jacob.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, Jacob Fatu versus Cody Rhodes as a main event.
What do the kids call it now? Aura? That dude screams Aura.
Aura? I thought Riz was still what they were using.
We sound like two old 40-year-olds.
I know.
Better stop.
I had to look up what Riz meant. I was like, oh, short for charisma.
Me too.
Okay, now I understand.
I swear to God, me too.
But no, I think that it's like as a fan, it's always what comes next. What's the next storyline? Yeah. What's the next thing? Who's the next champ? And it's just I don't know. This is like we've talked about this before. Raj is still finishing up dinner. He's trying to make it, but it's like Raj likes long championship reigns. I don't like long championship reigns because it's static, it's boring.
Only when it's done right. So like they did it right with Roman. They did do it right with him. Cody's win over him meant all the more because all these people could not beat. Remember, we thought Drew was going to do it when they were overseas, and we were pissed when Drew did not win. There's a lot of people that we got pissed about that couldn't beat Roman to finally, when Cody got with the company and declared he wants to be champion when he first debuted, then like, okay, they're saving it for him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting. So, yeah, the Cody Kevin match was good, but like for all that, to your point about him, like he shouldn't be risking this injury going into Mania season. Like, does Cody need to have that brutal of a match?
I totally agree with that, but Cody's a wild man of wanting to, once the bell rings, he wants to be considered the best worker. He takes a lot of pride in that. I was surprised to see him taking those risks tonight myself. I really was. But again, my hat goes up to KO. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody knew he wasn't going to win, but if you tell me between the two of them who put more into that match, not that Cody didn't, but KO put more into my opinion.
I mean, I still feel like Randy Orton, that's the story with Cody. That's probably, that and Punk are the two best matches they've got waiting for him. The best feuds.
Yeah. Yeah. Seth Rollins is starting to annoy me a little bit by screwing up my stuff with Punk and just move on, go away.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the men's rumble match tonight. Mm-hmm. This was very interesting in that it started off with Penta versus Rey Mysterio.
Started off fantastic. Like what a great moment that was.
And it really built like kind of the new school rumble match with Spot Fest.
Yes.
A lot of variety. A lot of just anticipation, surprise. Like it was fun.
For years the rumble has always been a plotting match where you can't shoot people off because there's too many people in there usually. Mm-hmm. I like how WWE is learning how to be able to get that action in the ring with guys down selling and being smart enough to get the bleep out of the way so these spots can happen. But they're doing it all with storyline base. It's not just spots for the sake of spots. They're doing it making us go, wow, that was a cool spot right there. I would like to see these two in a feud with each other. You know, I saw a ton of that with Penta with different talents that I really now want. I want to see him in AJ Styles. Bad.
Yeah.
Bad. But then also obviously Jacob. Jacob was, I thought he got the most over in the Rumble tonight. Anytime that guy, or one of the most, and him and Braun both, I think, tied for getting the most over tonight.
I think the challenge though of that last third when we had Roman, Punk, Rollins, Cena, even Sami Zayn, Logan Paul. It was like, now, okay, now it's the main eventer portion. Yeah. Yes. And we're going to take it home. I love they Punk.
I would have liked them to have Jacob in there. I thought yeah. they could have done more. To even Braun, I would have kept them both in there as the final 4 to 6, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, it seemed a little consolidated, but I loved Punk eliminating Roman and Rollins. I thought that was a great spot. And then Logan Paul eliminating Punk.
Oh, yeah. I was so pissed. I was like, I shut it off. I'm like, I'm not watching anymore. I was so angry. I had to go back and watch it because I know we were covering it. Why was that mad? Like a complete mark.
Matt, you need to get like a GoPro and just set it up on you watching wrestling. Like, because I just want to see these reactions. Imagine it's like, I'm disgusted. I'm turning this off and God damn it, I have to turn it back on now.
I definitely cursed up a storm. You guys, my wife, like, what the? Babe?
Yeah.
These idiots did one chance to get this right with this kid. They blew it.
I mean, it's kind of funny, Logan Paul, after a year or 2 years of him being like, oh, he's so good despite how much I dislike him, to the point that people were starting to like him, that now he's just sort of embracing fully, like, no, you're not supposed to like me.
Yeah, he's a natural born heel. He's fantastic at it. Guy looks like $1 million. I like that spot tonight in the Rumble where he hopped to the table. That was cool. The only thing that wasn't good about that, and this is where I don't like them kissing the ass of celebrities so much.
Oh, yeah.
If this was back when I was wrestling there, and let's say a celebrity somehow was athletic enough, Drew Carey or whoever was athletic enough to jump across to the table, right? Nobody's throwing him a prime to drink because still all the attention's on him. And if you remember at that time, go back and watch, there was action going on in the ring. You don't take away the spotlight from the guys once they start going back and forth and doing spots again in the match, which they were doing. And I felt like the fans, I'm like, why don't they pop? I'm like, oh, because dumb Logan's still there working them, standing on the table. That's when you got to be small. They call it get small. And usually get small means you can get on the sell, but he jumped to their table, so there's nothing for him to really sell. What they should have done is put him on that pad on the wall a little bit longer instead of the table, because everyone kept staring at him, and it took for the 1 minute it happened. There was good spots going on in the ring with really good talents, and it was missed by the fans watching.
What'd you think? I get why they did it, but did it seem a little abrupt to you when Speed, the YouTuber, took Akira Tozawa's place?
Braun Breaker. I knew as soon as he came out, I knew something was happening. I thought a flashback to my Royal Rumble. What was mine? 2003 or 2004? I don't remember. I think it was 2004. Wow, 21 years ago. I'm old.
Wow.
Anyways.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Spike Dudley came out. And somebody came behind him. I think it was Kane, and just chokeslammed the shit out of him off the stage. And so somebody had to replace him. And I think that's how Goldberg was able to get into it. I forget how it happened, but like my point is, when there's usually somebody that's on the undercard that you know is not going to win a Rumble, they usually get an injury angle there somewhere. And I show Speed, as you heard, he's another one that got one of the biggest pops.
Mm.
Go back and watch it. He's super. I watch his. I swear to God, I actually watch his stuff.
I watch a lot of YouTube, but not him.
He's a fantastic athlete, and my favorite part was Michael Cole in just absolute disgust, going, "He's out here in Crocs. Can you believe it? Crocs,
comfortable shoes."
I'm like, that's what all kids wear to school nowadays. They either wearing their Jordan 1s knockoffs, or they're wearing what are they called again? Crocs,
yes.
Swear to God, when I go speak to the kids' schools, I'm shocked at that. And I was like, I thought wearing cool sneakers was still cool for the kids. And like, no, it's not comfortable. I'm like, that's a really good point. I wear Crocs. I wish I could wear them to work, you know, but I can't.
Yeah, right. No, it'd be nice. Smart kids. But no, when it got down to it at the end, especially when it was Jay Logan and Cena, I was like, oh, well, Cena's going to get this as part of the retirement tour. He's going to the main event of Mania. So
yeah,
it was legit surprising to me when Jey Uso won.
It was for me too, but I was still disappointed that those two were the final two. And I know I'm alone on that. The majority of WWE Universe loves themselves some Jey Uso. So I just, again, I think once the bell rings, there's just something missing there still with him. I don't know what it is. If it's a, is it the fact that he does, him and his brother do like 39 super kicks a match? it's not, I don't know what the word is. I don't, there's no, they're not taking, he doesn't take me on these roller coaster rides from the Cell to the Comeback and things like that, that baby faces do. I think he works better as a heel, honestly. But his character is a much larger baby face. His character is a great baby face. How do you not root for his story?
Yeah.
I want to see him get to the top. I can identify with that part, but as soon as the bell rings, as far as wrestling goes, man, there's so many other people I'd rather see wrestle.
Yeah. I mean, so it's interesting. I mean, here we are on the road to Mania. We've got a bit of a longer road this year that it's happening near the end of April, as opposed to the beginning of April, as it has in years past. It's crazy. The tickets are going on sale and it's in Vegas this year. Like, I'm seeing all this stuff for it. And it's odd because it's like, on one hand, it's very exciting. They're coming to my town. And I'm excited for WWE World. I'm excited for all the indie shows. I'm excited for to see all the people that are going to be here. Hopefully you'll be able to make it out in addition to Raj. But it's like, but the thought of like buying tickets to actually go to Mania or some of the WWE shows with how expensive they are now, it's like they WWE has to almost hype, almost has to up the quality of the product to make it worth that price.
The only way I'm going, if I'm you, if we can go back in time and last year's Mania was at Las Vegas and it was Cody versus Roman. Yeah. That is the only way I'm going to a Mania with spending that kind of money. Otherwise, we have the best seats in the house watching this crap on our phone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, stand and deliver. I'll probably go to NXT. Like, that's for sure. And you know what's funny? It's like, I'm going to be actually booked a room at Park MGM, like across the street from it for the week to be able to be there, to be on the strip, to record stuff, to do live streams, to be able to like hang out with people and whatnot. But it's like, yeah, but the thought of like going to some of these shows, it's kind of like, I feel like, to your point, yeah, it's almost better watching some of it on TV at this point. You know, it's like, I don't know what I don't know why you have to be there in the stadium, you know? But yeah, it is interesting. And we'll talk about it if the, you know, what Raj's plans are and seeing if we can do something gigantic pop related around it. But Matt, 1500 people tuning in now to live, watch us live talk about the Royal Rumble. It's good to be back. It's good to see you. It's been a while. We took a little break.
Thank you guys. Yeah, thank you guys for still sticking with us. We've been very, very busy. Obviously, there's three of us. Yeah, three of us as busy as we are. It's very, very tough sometimes to get us all together. And you have me falling asleep all the time before Raw's over.
It's crazy though, man. I mean, it's like, you know, I've even taken a break from watching NXT the past like month, which is weird for me. I haven't done that in years.
Well, you got stuff you got to take care of, whether it's
I was traveling a little
social or I'm going to Hawaii this upcoming week to see my in-laws, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, nice. You're going to Oahu?
Yeah, but you know, nervous about the flight with Jackson, obviously. But
he
did good last time we went there. It's been like 5 or 6 years.
What's that, 10 hours from Florida to Hawaii?
Well, we got to stop in Texas because my wife, Larissa, has some work function that she has to go to, some national convention of hers. And then we're going to fly from staying in Texas for 2 days and then flying to, then to Colorado, direct to Hawaii.
Okay, so about 7 hours from 7 or 8 hours from Colorado to Oahu.
Yeah, tough for me, guys. So uncomfortable. I don't know how the hell I did flying when I was wrestling every day. I have no idea how I did that. Because nowadays, whenever I do, I'm like, oh, God, this sucks. I hate airports, hate waiting in line, hate the flight itself because I can't hardly fit.
I hear you, man. We our last couple of flights, we did Spirit, and they have that big front seat you can upgrade to, which is nice, where you have space, but it's still loud as hell on those planes.
My feet still hits that wall.
Oh, yeah, in the bulkhead. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I get it, man. No, it's tough. But here's the deal. Matt and Raj tomorrow are confirmed for Raw. I'm going to try and make it. Are you doing Raw tomorrow? Raj wants to do Raw tomorrow.
Yeah, my city commission meeting, which is usually done around 8 o'clock-ish. So, yeah, I should be able to do it if I don't fall asleep, guys. So it's a lot of pressure you're putting on me.
WrestleMania season, Matt. I stayed up last night and made that new intro. That was
oh, what an amazing intro. I should have started the show by saying that. What an outstanding job on that. And folks that don't know, that's Glenn's voice. That's Glenn's that's all of his work. Some of
it is my work. It is all my work, though.
That's really, really good intro. Great job. I don't know how the hell you even – I couldn't even fathom how to do something like that. Not a bit.
Yeah, it was fun, but it was good. I thought we were in need of an upgrade on the channel for this year. Of course, dude. Of course. John Smith with a $4.99 super chat saying, night one, Cena beats Gunther. Night two, Edie beats a stressed heel Cody.
Ooh.
It's just the beginning of the turn tonight.
Okay, I'd be very interested in a Cody turning. I hope they're not stuck in Vince's dumb vision. It's not dumb, it's a money-making vision, but still, it hurts storylines. Of when somebody's selling so much merch, they're usually scared to turn that person heel because of the money they're making. My argument for that is, well, then make your next Cody. Make your next superstar that makes up for those sales.
Yeah. I thought for a second when Cena got back in the ring with Jay tonight, I was like, oh, is Cena going to go heel?
Oh, me too. I was like, oh, this can't. Oh, this, please. This will redeem everything.
That would have been so amazing if we got heel Cena for the last 6 months of his career.
I don't know why he's not doing that. I know he wants to be babyface and kiss babies and shake hands and all that other crap, but I know the real John would love to be heel because he never got a chance to really do it, and I've always argued he's a 10 times better heel. He's a great face. He's a much better heel.
Yeah, he's slimmed down considerably too. Oh, you can see his physique now. I feel like dude's just gotten more like normal frame looking the more he acts.
He's still Popeye-esque though. His arms are still way too big for that body frame. And like, he's always had this build where if you look at his joints are so big. His wrists are really big. His elbow area is really big. His shoulders are really big. Even his ankles. He has a very, very odd body, but it's always worked and it's built for function.
Yeah, it's interesting, but I think at this point, no, we're not kidding. Well, if he does, I'll take over with him, Matt, if he pops on. But we could just do it in shifts. We could just have different co-hosts come on throughout the night. That could be the new format of the podcast. Just every 10 minutes, I have a new co-host.
What's the chat talking about? Anything that
chat's saying that Jay has confirmed he's challenging for the World Heavyweight Championship, so we will be going against Gunther.
Okay, so I think then he will win that.
Yeah. People are letting me know Issa will be in Vegas. Yes, her and I have been in touch. And people have been asking, our Yellow Jackets podcast is coming back for season 3 when Yellow Jackets starts back up in 2 weeks.
Wait, when's that coming back?
Yellow Jackets, Valentine's Day, season 3, Yellow Jackets starts up. Oh, and hey, say his name and he appears.
Hey!
I believe in Raj Giri.
Yeah.
Wow. Chat, you better be beating him up for a terrible lighting in there. Like, you guys used to kill me.
I gotta fix this. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm in the mountains, so please forgive me. All right. Here we go.
There we go. There's Raj from his second home, his mountain home.
In the mountains. How's it going, guys?
Good. We just finished.
Well, it's great joining in. We'll see you guys on Monday.
You missed our big new intro. But listen, what did you think before we go? What did you think of the entire Rumble as a whole?
I thought it was a big success. I thought Jey Uso winning was a huge surprise. Totally unexpected. I like that Jey Uso was always at that level where he's getting the biggest reactions, but he needed a big world title win or something to get him to that next level. Felt like tonight happened. Charlotte Flair, predictable, but I thought that was, wrestling-wise, I thought that was one of the best women's Royal Rumbles ever. And I thought Kevin Owens and Cody, you know, I thought that spot at the end when Cody drove him through that ladder, and it's like, man, you don't overdo those spots. And you make it look like it hurts and kills you. People will believe that it hurts and kills you. So I thought it was I thought it was a great show overall. What'd you guys think?
I thought they've been spoiling us with these PLEs, like really, like they've all been A pluses for the last, I feel like, year and a half now, a year, yeah. at least a year. And I felt tonight, honestly, it was like a B plus, just because I know everybody loves, I'm the only person that's not crazy about JU, so I know that. I know everybody else loves him. He's super over. Just like I keep saying, once the bell rings, he's boring to me. He throws 39,000 super kicks. And I still don't know what his character is when he's actually wrestling in the ring. I know it before the match, which is good. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, right? And he's got something so over right now that's red hot. So I know I'm in the minority saying all of that, by the way. I know I am. But just him winning and him seeing at the end, I didn't like that. I was hoping, Punk was going to win the Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't think as a whole it did as much as what these other PLEs were doing. As far as great match with great storyline progression.
I get what you're saying in the sense, like when you're looking at the star power in the Rumble and you got Punk and Roman Reigns and Cena, Jey Uso's not in that sphere. But
the argument is maybe it lifts him closer to it. I still don't think he's there to me.
But with
respect, out of all the Rumble winners, he is the least likely or the most not unbelievable guy that's going to go on and win a championship, in my opinion, at Mania.
Oh, really? I think he beats Gunther. If they do him
and Gunther. He is. Yeah. He definitely is.
But it's not the last match. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like when Drew won it, like when – think about the last few – like the last 10 Rumble winners.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that you know are going to have a rocket attached to their butt and are going to be winning the world heavyweight, the biggest championship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know I'm in a minority against Jay, so I get it.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, do you think that's the last? I'm thinking about this. Allegiant Stadium in Vegas is mm-hmm. huge. Do you think that is the last match of night one of Mania, or do you think it's co-main event with whatever women's match is hotter?
I think
I'm thinking it opens Mania.
Say the same thing. Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Because they had that, like Lashley beating Drew McIntyre at the first WrestleMania after the pandemic.
But Raj, I can also see Lee fitting and the writing team saying, what a great closeout to Mania would it be with the biggest attendance ever of everybody doing their eating.
Jay doing that. But look at the star power that's going to be involved in this Mania, I just don't see how you end a night with that.
Punk somehow is going to be in the main event. They're not going to drag their heels for an entire year more of him saying he's never been in a WrestleMania main event and not.
So looking at tonight, it did look like they were setting up Roman versus Seth at Mania.
I thought so too.
Yeah, and I just feel like it's a big match, but it's just not. It doesn't have the
Not compared to The Rock.
What if it's definitely not The Rock, but if you take The Rock out of it and you're looking at the next big Roman Reigns match, I think it's CM Punk.
What about Roman versus Seth versus Punk, based on Punk eliminating them both tonight?
So my thing is,
do that. I want to see Punk at his main event.
Yeah, and I just think when you do a three-way, it just waters it down as opposed to a singles match. Like if you did Hulk versus Andre versus Orndorff, or Hogan versus Rock versus Nash, it just waters it down. It's better as a singles match.
Those are very good quick on your feet analogies with the Paul Orndorff and Nash, by the way, for their time.
But when I'm thinking of like the huge WrestleMania main events, it's just one-on-one.
Yeah. What else did you like on the pay-per-view, Peely?
I thought I like the booking of the whole thing. I like the booking of the men's Royal Rumble. I like the women's Royal Rumble. I know Charlotte winning
in the men's Rumble. I thought Braun and Jacob got more elevated.
Yeah.
I was telling Glenn, I wish they were in the final at least six.
Yeah.
And have each other take each other out somehow or something weird like that, then it would make sense. They don't lose any steam, either one of them. Having Braun eliminate Jacob was stupid. I hated that.
Well, they're going to have Jacob kill Braun. You know that's coming at Elimination Chamber. I think it's too soon because I know when you're talking about potential WrestleMania matches for Roman, Jacob was one. I just think it's too soon. I don't think Jacob's quite there yet for a WrestleMania match with the number star in the company. I think maybe in a year.
Okay. So in the year, Braun does not get over on him ever. Braun's a dead man walk, right? Like, Braun is not somebody anybody sees winning the championship anytime soon.
Yeah.
And he killed him already. So I don't get why they brought him back to life for the Rumble and then have him be the one to eliminate him. It killed all of Jacob's heat.
Well, he never beat him. Like
no, he put him bloodied the fuck out of him and had him spitting up blood, and we went off the air with that. That was a very big deal. It was just, what, last Saturday? And he's already back in the Rumble? I didn't like that. I thought it made Jacob look bad. When Jacob looked like a monster doing that to him, it really got Jacob even more over. The fans were cheering for him to do it. And then they have him eliminate him? That was lame.
But I did like that spot when everyone eliminated because it was like everyone you thought was going to win all of a sudden is out. Within like 45 seconds. Where it's like everyone, you know, all of a sudden your mind just starts running. Like, who's going to win now? And so in that aspect, I liked it in the sense that it gets you going, like, you know, picturing how things would go.
I want to talk about John Cena and get your opinion on this, Raj. But I want to say, Matt, to you as well, they got to do something about the music. I don't know about you guys. Like 75% of the people tonight, I didn't know who it was till they said the name or I saw their name when the music hit tonight. There was no that instant pop like cult of personality, you know? With the majority of these men and women tonight, it was really detracting from the experience.
Because you didn't think you could hear the music?
No, I didn't know what song it was. All these new themes all sound so similar to one another, or like lack personality. Like, what's the last theme song?
Right, Matt, like back in the day when you'd hear, if you ever took a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia, you know, like you knew instantly who's coming out.
Even 5 years ago. During CFO,
and every time the music hit, I'm like, "Who the fuck's coming out?" I have no idea.
Glenn, I thought you said Cena's music. I could have sworn.
No, I want to talk about Cena in a second. I want to get Raj's.
Glenn, were you saying like when Cena's music hit, everyone knows?
Everyone knows.
Everything else,
especially
like, the music. Royal Rumble.
Oh my god!
Like, I have no idea who's coming out when the music hits.
That's true.
Yeah. But it takes away from that instant reaction because the crowds, I mean, when half of these people came out, I was like, you know, is it Malakai Black coming back? Like, or, oh no, it's Damian Priest. That's his theme song. Like it all sounds so similar. And they changed Finn Balor's music. It's just like, that's the thing. They're even getting rid of themes that we knew, you know?
Yeah, Jada, the girl from Parker. NXT.
Jada Parker.
When they changed her music on her first night in, and like no pop when she came out. When she hit the ring, enough people recognized her that she got one. But, you know, it's like changing her music on this night? That was weird.
Yeah. Raj, what does John Cena do at WrestleMania?
I think John Cena... Gosh, jeez. Because originally I was like, John Cena loses the Rumble... wins the Elimination Chamber and challenges Gunther. But you got to think it's Jey Uso and Gunther, right? Unless...
Jay said it was the World Heavyweight Championship is going out.
Dude, I'm telling you, CM Punk is winning that chamber. It's going to be him. Yeah. It's going to be Punk versus Cody.
Well, the biggest money matches right now, without Rock involved, are Punk versus Roman Reigns. And versus Cody.
If Roman had the title, it'd be much better.
I agree. Yeah. Gunther, people love him. He's a great wrestler. He's really become a bigger star in the last year, but he's not that kind of level of a star as like Punk, Roman, Seth.
And it's their fault. They keep leaving him off PLEs. You can't get a guy over as your champion, and you don't even book him on the PLEs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just not at that level.
Fun times of the game saying WWE makes too much money to have so much bad music. I mean, really crazy at this point. Pat Gray saying, does Cena break Flair's record? See, that's where I think I was telling Matt, Raj, that Cena versus Cody, at least you think there might be a chance Cena wins that to break Flair's record.
Yeah. There's some intrigue there. I think the danger is I think the fans would boo Cody. They almost kind of want to. You almost get that feeling at times.
Yes, I do. get that feeling.
And you, and I just think if, granted, one time getting booed is not a big deal, but I almost think it could start the trend of fans starting to boo Cody. And
good, I think he can use being a heel. Dynamic. I think he can use being a heel.
Yeah,
I think it would freshen him up. What he needs to do.
But he's been killing it as, you know, we might find, not find him that interesting, but he's been selling tons of merch. He's the number one guy.
That's if you're on the show, you would have heard me say that. And that was one of one of Vince's Achilles heels, actually. It wasn't smart by saying, hey, let's keep this top babyface on top and John Cena because he's our top merch mover. Well, isn't your job to make the next John Cena? Because what you did to John Cena was, while he sold a shitload of shirts, what you could have done is you could have turned John's heel when people wanted him to become a heel. And then we could have brought him back when the time is right, and he could have tripled those t-shirt sales.
Yeah.
While you made your next John Cena, who's filling in while John's heel selling those shirts.
100%. You look at what they did with Roman Reigns. Turned him heel when they wouldn't. They refused to turn him heel. Once they did, biggest star in the business. Like, different level. I mean, he's now like A plus level.
Yeah, he is.
So I agree. 100%.
But listen, I gotta get my kid. I gotta get my kid to bed.
So you guys, you hop off. We'll close this up. So Raj, Cena did announce himself during the press conference for Elimination Chamber.
So I think he went. I mean, again, like, what are the matches then? I mean, you got, is it Jey Uso and Gunther, and then Cody and, well, I guess you, yeah, I guess it still could be Cody and Cena. So
I mean, Allegiant Stadium's, remember when Money in the Bank was going to be at Allegiant Stadium, like, post pandemic, and they had to move it to a smaller venue? Yeah. Two nights at Allegiant Stadium is very ambitious.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, they're already at like 50,000 seats sold for both nights, so.
Yeah,
the ticket sales aren't an issue, but if you're looking for biggest box office, Cena and Cody, again, I don't like the dynamic of it just because I think it could be harmful for Cody in the long run, but it gives him his first win. Well, I mean, he beat Roman, so, but as far as an A++ guy, a Rock, Cena level guy, it gives him that win, so.
I think people will have a level of emotional investment in that match that they would not have in most other things, because I think anyone else, people will assume Cody is winning and retaining.
Right. But I think the emotional investment would be on Cena's.
Yeah, side. True. But, you know, that's.
And I think when you, if you want that on Cena's side, you want him against a heel, not against Cody, your top babyface.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But so you're coming out to Vegas?
I can't. I have to fly to Orlando that weekend. I know, man.
I love this that it's like, and I don't want to let our fan base down, because last year, you know, it was like, oh, we'll all be in Vegas. We're going to do this. Even me right now, I'm just kind of like, I don't know how many shows I actually want to pay for. If I'm not getting comped, I might just be going to Stand and Deliver and then just hanging out around the strip, you know?
Yeah. So we're going to a wedding that weekend, but Sunday I'm free. So I might come out for Sunday night. So if we can do something Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday and Monday, Monday Night Raw.
Exactly.
It's going to be in Vegas.
So I can stay Sunday to Tuesday. So
I got a room at Park MGM right across the street from T-Mobile where Raw is going to be. I'm going to be there in the thick of the action, but I'm looking at it now. I'm just looking at the prices of things and I'm like, oh, do I want to go to WWE World all the days? Like, maybe I'll just go to some indie shows. Maybe I'll just meet up with people. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting, you know.
Man, I'm in. Yeah. Sunday.
Yeah,
well, let's do it. But, this is fun. I'm sorry I couldn't join earlier, but
no, it's okay.
I personally love the pay per view. I'm watching it at a restaurant, and while I'm watching it, I keep going, oh, and everyone around me is just so annoyed. Like, just shut up and talk.
Yeah. No, hey, I think the Royal Rumble is definitely one of the most fun pay-per-views. It's hard to screw it up, and I don't think they did an okay job this year. I don't think it was the best of recent memory, but it was an enjoyable watch, you know. And so everybody, Raj and Matt are definitely gonna be back Monday for Raw on Netflix, and you know, we'll see what else is in store on this road to WrestleMania. I haven't watched NXT in a month. Part of me is like, I should bring back NXT Tuesday. Cooled that down, but you know, I'll try and pop on Monday. I have to tell you, it's been weird the last month, Raj, not feeling like, oh my god, I have to watch wrestling live. all the time.
I'm the same way. I've missed so much wrestling.
Yeah, it's strange though, right? Because there were so many years, for me, 8 years, you know, of just like, I have to catch this live and do a podcast about it immediately after.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah, it was for a while, like I've just been skipping AEW. And then since SmackDown went to 3 hours, now I'm like, oh my God. Because I usually watch SmackDown the next day because we usually have plans on a Friday night. And now when I'm like, there's 3 hours to catch up on, I'm like, ah, fuck it. I'm not.
You know, yeah, 3 hours is too long. But yeah, we're going to figure something out for NXT. That, as everyone knows, that's the one that matters to me the most out of all of them. And yeah, Vegas. Vegas should be great. You know, there will be some gigantic pop presence there. We just need to figure out what it is. But thanks everyone for showing out tonight. Great turnout. Tune in for Monday Night Raw coverage on this Road to Mania, and we'll catch you back here next time. Be sure to like, share, subscribe. Subscribe on YouTube. Sure to give us a follow on Twitter, and we'll see you back here next time on Gigantic Pop, everybody. Take care.
Yeah. Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.